live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. We're going to take your phone calls coming up after the next break, and we'll be talking SummerSlam, Alberto Del Rio, and so much more. And Mike, SummerSlam is coming up in just 7 days. Next week is SummerSlam Sunday, and I guess tomorrow we'll have the final build towards the Brock Lesnar-John Cena match. It's an interesting match in that John Cena has been working on a movie, and so he has not been on Raw. And Brock Lesnar obviously has limited dates, and so he has done a couple of video packages. They did a sit-down interview with him. I think they've done a pretty good job with the build, not having any angles. I think there's a lesson to be learned from that. Very quickly, your thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Again, you don't necessarily need them there if you have the right pieces in place and you tape the right stuff. And with Paul Heyman being around, how could you go wrong? Between that and having, you know, Brie Bella and Stephanie McMahon being the sports entertainment portion of the proceedings and having that, you know, main event your night. Again, they're doing a pretty darn good job with the fact that those two guys aren't there.
We're going to head to our first break here in this hour. When we come back, the firing of Alberto Del Rio. We're going to run down the entire card for SummerSlam, as well as take your phone calls. The number, toll-free, 855-478-4478. That is 855-478-4478. Back in just a moment, Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, The U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here we Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208. And streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Here to talk all of the news. We're going to run down the SummerSlam card here in a moment. But first, Mike, the shocking firing of Alberto Del Rio. He apparently was in catering, or maybe he wasn't in catering, but something happened, and I guess somebody didn't clean up their plate. And when they were asked about why didn't you clean up their plate, they said something to the effect of, that's Del Rio's job, you know?
Yeah, as a member of the social media part of WWE that didn't clean off his plate in catering, and the people said, hey, you know, it's a good protocol to go ahead and do that. And he made a joke, a crack that I guess from his point of view was just a little bit of blue humor. But when word got back to Del Rio about it, he didn't take it that way. And went up to the guy and put hands on him. In fact, gave him, as Dave said, it was described as more of a Dave Schultz, John Stossel style of smack. It wasn't just some slight backhand or something like that. He put it on pretty heavy, which forced WWE to come down on Del Rio. Still no word on for the off-color joke if anything is going to happen to the other person, but Del Rio ended up being fired, and Triple H took to Twitter for anyone who complained about the fact that Del Rio was fired. And there are a lot of people who are upset about that, especially the wrestlers, but with it being a publicly traded company, Triple H had to come out and say, look, you got to be professional, and that's what happened, and nobody, if you're upset with WWE, you should really be upset with Del Rio for not carrying himself in a professional manner, despite the fact that he looked at that as a real slight.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of ways to look at the story. I mean, number one, the guy that made the comment, I mean, I'm shocked he's still employed, especially when they're in cost-cutting mode.
Well, you know, the fact that he got drilled across the face is the only thing that's saving him. Now, after this, if I were him, I'd be looking for other employment because they will take any opportunity they have to get rid of him, especially if the wrestlers are that upset about it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Deservedly so, because you can say that was a joke, and that's fine. But if the other person, you got to be careful. If there's somebody else who's not taking that as a joke, you're in trouble,
especially
in a corporate structure.
It's one thing to make a joke, but and it was a stupid joke anyway. As a fellow Mexican, I stand by Mr. Del Rio being upset about such a statement. But when the guy comes up to you and he's very upset about it, just apologize to the guy. However, this escalated. It escalated to the point where Del Rio walloped him. I mean, he apparently just slapped the bejesus out of him. So
this is a man who did fight in Pride and Deep.
That's right. I would have quickly apologized to Mr. Del Rio had I made a joke. Regardless, I mean, it's everybody's fault here. Obviously, Del Rio should never have hit the guy. You know, the company. I mean, what they say he should have done is go to human resources. You know, the guy never should have made the joke. Del Rio never should have hit the guy. It's everybody's fault. The one thing with Del Rio, the people that are really up in arms about the Del Rio thing, Del Rio he's got money. It's not, I mean, he doesn't have all those cars, obviously. That's a gimmick. But this is a guy who he's made a lot of money in his career. He has a lot of money. He's invested a lot of money. This guy's not hurting for money. This guy doesn't need this job. There's a million places he can go if he still wants to wrestle. He's been disappointed with how he's been used in WWE for well over a year. I was told that there had been talk of him wanting to get out a year ago, and they wanted him to stay around because they desperately want a Hispanic superstar. And so he essentially stuck around for all of that extra time, but he doesn't need to be there. He doesn't care. Furthermore, his former manager, Ricardo Rodriguez, was released a week ago. So we're talking about a situation where in about 90 days, they can go wherever they want as a group. You know, if TNA still exists and they have any money, they can go to TNA together as a package deal. They can do any dates as a package deal, Ring of Honor, New Japan, AAA. They can go wherever they want. He's going to be fine. So you can be upset about the situation. You can be upset about everything that happened. But anybody that, like, feels bad for Del Rio, I don't know if you should necessarily feel bad for the guy. I think that he's probably quite happy right now.
Yeah, obviously, professionally, he's going to be in a much happier situation working with AAA if they can ever get off the ground. That's been talked about for a long time, the whole deal with the LRA Network and running pay-per-view and things like that. Obviously, he's a natural fit there. He really is a fit in New Japan as well, too. There's a million and one things he could do. Not the least of which, as you talked about, when it comes to the American indie scene, Ring of Honor probably wouldn't be a good one. But you know what? Even something as far as PWG, you know, even Chikara could find use for Alberto Del Rio and Ricardo Rodriguez. And what's Del Rio's real name is Rodriguez, if I'm not mistaken. So they can just be the Rodriguezes and do some sort of takeoff of that. And as a package deal, it's a pretty darn good one.
I always thought they were going to do a storyline where Ricardo ended up being his brother. And you can essentially do it now in a lot of different ways it can go. Let's go to the
phones.
And
you know what else? Oh. You know what else? Before we go back to the phones, Brodus Clay, the former Brodus Clay, who started his career in WWE after his run on NXT or whatever they called it. He was Alberto Del Rio's bodyguard. You can join him on the indie scene. There you go. Chikara, King of Trios, book it.
And thought of that one. To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? You are on the air.
Going away from with my idea for Chikara.
I guess so. You've stunned him into silence. All right, let's try this caller. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? All right, turn me down, and you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I got a question for you. The guy that called about the Chris Benoit thing?
Yes.
I think Chris Benoit was murdered by another professional wrestler, Kevin Sullivan.
Oh, really?
I was doing a thing on a computer, and I came a thing about wrestling, and I came across, and I heard someone say, well, he was going to kill this guy. And then when I got the full story, it was about how Chris Benoit took Nancy from Kevin, and Kevin was upset about that, and that somebody overheard him saying that he was going to kill Chris Benoit.
So how did Kevin Sullivan get away with this crime?
Well, for some reason, he was never investigated about this.
I see.
He was never investigated. And they were saying that, I forgot, it was something where he went to Chris's house when Chris was away. And that's when he got into the house and he killed Nancy, and then he waited for Chris to come home. So,
and you found this information on the internet?
Yes. If you Google it, go to KevinSullivan.com, and then it should come up where it will say, "Did Kevin Sullivan murder Chris Benoit's family?"
And the answer to this question on this website is yes.
It should be, yeah, because it had a whole bunch of things. Because,
you know, Brian, I did hear Kevin Sullivan not only had something to do with that, but also shot down TWA Flight 800.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Pierre Salinger actually said that many years ago, found that online as well.
How about that? Yeah, maybe go Google Kevin Sullivan and TWA and see what comes up and report back to us. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good. I'll call you next week.
All right, please do. Thank you very much for the call. I don't think that he's going to find the information he's looking for.
Maybe not, but, well, it'll give him something to do because he sounds like he may need it.
I should throw out the After Dark lines while we're at it. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Richard from Montreal.
Richard, what's up?
Thank God.
Great program tonight.
Thank you.
I thought that was a regular TV slap Alberto did. I never thought it was like a vicious slap like that.
Oh, apparently he gave him a good waffling.
Okay, my question, do you guys think Daniel Bryan will be the top guy? Because I think the ship has sailed because Roman Reigns will be like the new guy.
Thank you very much for the call. We're going to go to the break. We will tackle Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns when we come back. And by the way, for those of you listening that don't know what's going on, I can confirm to you that, in fact, Kevin Sullivan did not kill Chris Benoit. So I'll save you some time Googling on the internet. All right, we're going to head to a break. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Call right now, toll free in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. International callers can reach us using our Skype line at F4W Online.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network Series Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news today. Still got to do our SummerSlam preview. Previous caller asked about Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. And no, I do not expect that when Daniel Bryan returns, he will be the number one guy. Daniel Bryan was never the number one guy. I don't think he will ever be the number one guy. I love Daniel Bryan, but WWE, past, present, and future, has their guys that they push as the number one guy. And up to this point, it has been John Cena. And unless something goes terribly wrong, the next guy is going to be Roman Reigns. Now, Daniel Bryan may be a very, very strong number two, maybe a number three, but I don't think he's going to be number one. That does not mean he's never going to be the champion again. It just means he will not be the number one guy. And there's nothing wrong with that. There could only be one about every decade. And right now it's looking like that guy is probably going to end up being Roman Reigns.
And you know what, for real wrestling fans, and I think for just even the average wrestling fan that pays attention and watches every week intently, they know it didn't all go well for Daniel Bryan, and they know that wasn't his fault. It was WWE's fault, and he'll always have that, even if he's not in the top mix at all times, which, again, he will be. He's a top six guy when it comes to the last three matches on the show. He's always going to be in there because people love him. They love chanting for him. He can work with everyone. That's, without a shadow of a doubt, the best worker in the company. We'll see how he is coming back. But, even a one-armed Daniel Bryan is better than lots of people on that roster. So even if it's not Roman Reigns, it'll probably then be Seth Rollins. It would make more sense. Again, that's what they look for. That's the kind of look that they like. And he's a little bit smaller than what they would like. They would sure like it to be Roman Reigns. But Daniel Bryan still has a career in the WWE. And he's a guy that has now proven himself to be truly unsinkable. Antonio Cesaro, obviously not unsinkable. Dolph Ziggler, not unsinkable, although he's doing a good job of it. But Daniel Bryan, I think, no matter what they do to him, no matter how badly they try to emasculate him, and they've tried that already, he's still going to be a guy who will always bounce back and who they'll always have to fall back on, because he'll be sitting there in the corner smiling after they screw a bunch of stuff up and they need a quick fix. Daniel Bryan will always be a great quick fix.
All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Dave from Wisconsin.
Dave, what's happening?
Just calling to tell you that Kevin Sullivan's also a devil worshiper. But regardless of that, but with the Del Rio firing, a guy like Randy Orton that has had a number of, lots of second, third, fourth chances and has a kind of a history with, anger management issues. If he gets in trouble again, is WWE really – would they be willing to fire an Orton?
Well, that's a very good question. I would think that because it is Randy Orton, he probably would suffer a suspension, and they would not fire him. I think that there are a few guys that are their chosen ones, and they would really, really desperately, badly have to screw up in order to be released.
All right. Well, that's all I got. I was just curious because, with the money being tighter for them, I was just wondering about that. Thanks.
Sure. Well, thanks very much for the call. Most people need to watch themselves.
That's the thing. I don't know if they would hesitate if something bad enough happened. With that said, they're not going to look for it. And it's got to be probably, a little bit more than cut and dry for an Orton or a Cena or somebody of that ilk.
If Randy Orton pulled a War Machine, for example, I mean, he's out of it.
Yeah.
But he did lose to Dolph Ziggler this weekend, and the only thing I can figure is that it was because of what happened on Twitter, where he referred to a woman as Miss Piggy, which it's not nice to make fun of people for their weight.
She would have slapped him.
Yeah.
I think that probably would have been okay, especially Alberto style.
I just think that, is that really where we are, that he called someone fat on Twitter and this is grounds for a serious punishment?
No, it's piling on because it's Randy Orton, probably.
I guess so.
Because he's got that rep. And look, is it to get under Randy Orton's skin?
I mean, allegedly, this woman is considered a stalker within WWE. And all he did was call her Miss Piggy. You know what I mean? I don't know. And especially coming from a company that for years made fun of Vicky Guerrero and
as Miss Piggy, right?
Yep.
Or was that Piggy James?
There was Piggy James. There was Vicky Guerrero. There was Molly Holly. They've made fun of many women over the years for
Jillian and Natalie.
They've considered them to be too fat, which is preposterous in virtually every single case. But the idea that he's in trouble because he called someone Miss Piggy on Twitter, I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. If you want to give us a call, the phone number, 855-478-4478, toll free in the U.S. and Canada, that is 855-478-4478. Give us a call. Let us know what is on your mind. Who's winning, Mike, Lesnar or Cena?
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Even though he's not doing any house shows, he's not doing anything like that, you still think he's winning?
Let me tell you something. I grew up in the 80s, you know? There was a time where I didn't even get to see the champion on TV sometimes. They would have to come around, and I'd have to pay to see them after I walked up the hill 15 miles in the snow. And I think they could look with where they are with the network and everything. I don't think that this scenario, the way it's going to go down, to me is not a bad one. If Lesnar wins this belt and holds on to it till WrestleMania, in fact, maybe even past that, you know, I'd be completely fine with that. And him not appearing every week on TV, great. As long as Paul Heyman is there, as long as there's a pre-tape, as long as there's a video package, as long as there's something to keep me interested and keep it going every single week. Doesn't matter to me, because he could be with, you know, up against a lot of guys, and you could be having matches where it determines who's going to face Lesnar, and they do 2 or 3 weeks of build in a span where they have 5 weeks of TV between pay-per-views, and you can fill that time without Lesnar ever being on there, or maybe until the very end, till the culmination before the pay-per-view. And even then, you still have mostly Paul Heyman to do that with. So I actually think it's, if done right, it could actually be something that it may not help the network, but you could at least try to do something that would help the network.
All right, let's go to the phones. Oops. That poor guy. Let's try this one. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Frank from New York.
Frank, what's happening?
Basically, I have a question regarding the WWE Raw rating.
All right.
My question is regarding how it's recently dipped below 3.0 again. It seems like the WWE hasn't really broken that 3.0 Raw rating in some time, and I was basically wondering if it had to do with the fact that The Undertaker lost at WrestleMania 30, and if that was kind of the last straw for a lot of the longtime pro wrestling viewers. Maybe a lot of the older ones kind of just tuned out afterwards, because it doesn't seem that they really have gotten out of that 2.7, 2.8 slump since the loss of The Undertaker.
I've never seen or heard any evidence from of any sort that people have stopped watching as a result of what happened at WrestleMania. I mean, I remember when Steve Austin turned heel, which was the last time that large numbers of wrestling fans gave up on pro wrestling. And I remember when that happened, I got emails all the time from people that were upset and had given up on wrestling. And, you know, when WCW died, and I even got emails after what happened with Chris Benoit when he killed his family and committed suicide. I had all sorts of people emailing me saying I'm done with wrestling for a while. Usually when there is something where large numbers of people stop watching, I usually get a few emails from different people about it. I haven't gotten a single email from people that have stopped watching wrestling because of the loss of The Undertaker. I don't rule it out. I think that it's just these are where the Raw ratings are these days, and I don't think there's really anything that is... I don't think people are being driven off. I think this is just kind of like a normal number for nowadays. Huh. All right. I want to thank you very much.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Thanks very much for the call. Really appreciate it. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Matt from Phoenix.
Matt?
Yeah.
Matt, what's going on?
Yeah, I was going to ask about Alberto Del Rio and Ricardo Rodriguez possibly showing up in AAA. A new show starting on the LRA network coming pretty soon. You know, what are the chances they could show up and, you know, kind of get that off to a good start? And, you know, also what's going on with Rey Mysterio. Last we heard, he wasn't signing or cashing the checks. And, you know, could he jump too? And, you know, really, what are the chances that, you know, that could happen?
Well, I can tell you for sure that the AAA would love to have Rey Mysterio. They would love to have Alberto Del Rio. I think there's probably a very good chance they're going to get Del Rio and Ricardo. Ray, I don't see WWE releasing him from his deal anytime soon. It's possible, but I picture them keeping him under contract pretty much as long as humanly possible. So, I think you're very likely to see Del Rio in AAA. The big question to me really is what this new AAA U.S. promotion is going to be about. If you're talking about the USA version, if you're talking about AAA in Mexico, I'm sure they'd love him there. I'm sure he'd go there, do whatever. But we don't even really know a lot about the AAA U.S. promotion. It's not really going to be like a wrestling promotion. It's going to be a little bit more like a reality show. But we can talk a little bit more about that after the break. I want to thank you very much for the call. You're going to head to a break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like Atlantic High Concert Ukulele for just $59. Sheet music stands for $19. A custom personal PA system or an HDMI karaoke player, your choice, just $69. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Call right now, toll free in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. International callers can reach us using our Skype line at F4W Online.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline at USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Available on the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, the Sirius Satellite Radio app, TuneIn Radio app, searching Wrestling Observer or Sports Byline USA. The most listened to pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And of course, we are up every single day at WrestlingObserver.com. Daily audio shows. If you love this show and you only get here about once a week, you are missing out. Every single day, you could get audio. Myself, Dave Meltzer, Mike Sempervivi, all of the guests, all of the hosts, it's all available. Not only do you get brand new shows, two brand new shows every single day, but every show that we have ever done dating back to 2005 is available in the archives right now. Thousands and thousands of hours of audio is available in our archives. Actually, we have double the amount of archives as the WWE Network. That's right. And a long-term subscription, a year or more, is $9.99 a month. Sign up today. I guarantee that if you like this show, you will love a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. So waste no time. Go sign up and enjoy the ride. Also, by the way, if you are in the Portland area, WrestleSport this Saturday night, August 16th at the Oregon Convention Center in Portland, Oregon, I will be wrestling against Buddy Wayne. One of my latest final matches ever. It's coming up August 16th in Portland at the Oregon Convention Center. The website, wrestle-sport.com. Head up there and check that out. Wrestle-sport.com. Hope to see everybody there. Oregon Convention Center this coming Saturday night in Portland, Oregon. By the way, if you're listening on Sirius Satellite Radio and you happen to see a phone number on your radio for the studio, please do not call that number. The phone number, 855-478-4478. Once again, 855-478-4478. All of these numbers are up at WrestlingObserver.com if you forget them. So give us a call right now. Mike, who is winning, Brie Bella versus Stephanie McMahon?
I'm going with Brie Bella.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why, but I'm just going to go ahead and go with Brie Bella. That way, actually, you know, I don't know. Maybe Nikki turns on her. There's so many things that could happen here. And you know what? If Daniel Bryan isn't going to be back until around the time of the Royal Rumble, maybe one Bella truly is enough. I just can't believe that that's the case. So I'll go with Brie Bella defeating Stephanie McMahon.
And we'll see what happens tomorrow as well. But we may have a special guest referee added to that match. None other than Triple H himself.
Really?
Yep. That would be quite the twist, especially they kind of built it up on Monday where Hunter said that he was removing himself from the festivities because he was the husband. Actually set up the perfect swerve of him making himself the guest referee. So
great makeout session, by the way.
Oh, yeah. To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ivan from Scranton.
What's up, Ivan?
I had a question for you guys. You guys kind of just touched on a little bit and how you were talking about how the belts, especially like the Intercontinental Championship, basically mean absolutely nothing in the WWE.
That's correct.
I was wondering when you thought that change occurred, because I grew up in, you know, WrestleMania 10, you know, the ladder match, Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon, like that was a big deal. The Intercontinental title was a huge deal. And for me, I started following off when they brought the other titles in from WCW and had the two championship titles, and it just became too much. Do you think that was what was the catalyst for making that title a little less, you know, a little less urgent? I mean, look at the Intercontinental Champion they had, Shawn Michaels, Ultimate Warrior, Razor Ramon, like legendary guys. And now it's like a joke. It doesn't matter anymore. What do you think that is?
I think that it didn't help when they brought in the WCW title. But the doom of the Intercontinental title to me was 97, 98, 99 when they started changing the title like 9,000 times, maybe even a little bit earlier. But, I mean, we had a period there where Val Venus, The Godfather, D'Lo Brown, China, once the title started changing hands regularly and was kind of, I don't know. To me, the 97, 98, 99 period was where it really just became just another prop.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the call.
Thanks so much for the call. Man, he had no follow-up to my answer there, Mike. That's okay.
You know what? I actually agree with you in that. I mean, it was around that time. When we were kids, at least people our age, there was that whole roll call of champions in the back of Inside Wrestling. And, you know, titles like the Intercontinental and the U.S. title, they had not been around a long time at that point. You know, in reality, the U.S. title from 1975, if you're a Crockett fan, or the Intercontinental title was from 1979 if you were a WWF fan. And you used to be able to, much like the world champions, name all of the guys. And all of the guys you would name were names like Morocco and Magnum TA and Steamboat and, you know, Savage and all of these guys on both sides. And as you said, when they started to change it around and it, the Vince Russo mentality that this thing is just a prop, when that started to happen, the value of it completely went down, even though there were, you know, there's been plenty of times of greatness in the, you know, because after that time, you got the whole Chris Benoit, Chris Jericho, William Regal, Eddie Guerrero sort of thing around that, the time of those titles. So that was great. But with that said, even if they go on a run for a little while, they seem to always fall backwards and fall worse. And we're in a situation now where it's just complete career death to be anywhere near the IC or US titles.
When your friends stopped asking you, who's the champion, that is when these titles stopped meaning anything, which is probably right around that period, actually. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Jim, what's happening?
I tell you, I heard you say something about maybe Triple H was going to be the referee for the Stephanie-Brie Bella match at SummerSlam.
That has been rumored, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that?
Is there any chance in the world that Brie would not go over on that match?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's
brought out, man.
Yeah, Nikki could very well turn on Brie and cost her the match, setting up a feud on Total Divas.
Well, that could be true, but I mean, I thought, you know, this whole thing of having her get beat down so much, you know, by the authority and even Stephanie last Monday night doing the pedigrees and everything, I thought it would be a done deal, you know, that she would definitely lose it at SummerSlam.
I do think here's one thing to consider, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
When I first heard that they were doing this match at SummerSlam, one of the ideas bandied about was the stipulation would be that Brie was allowed back to have a match with Stephanie, but she had to beat Stephanie in order to get her job back. And, of course, that would mean that Brie is probably certainly going to win the match. Well, if you follow the storyline, obviously, Brie has already been rehired, so she doesn't have to win this match. And unless they're going to be doing like a second match, maybe at the Night of Champions or whatever the September pay-per-view is, I mean, if Stephanie's only doing one match and they're going to do a Nikki Bella heel turn, this may be the time.
Has a sister feuding, huh?
Yeah. Feuding twins.
But like I said, I was really impressed with the Stephanie being able to do the pedigree so good. I guess Triple H has taught her well.
He's a very complicated maneuver to execute, but he has taught her very well.
Exactly. One other thing I was going to ask you about. The women's wrestling people, myself included, have been buzzing about, there ain't nothing to buzz about now with TNA going out, the possibility of Jessica Havoc going to TNA.
That's right.
Everybody was talking about, you know, the HA, you know, the little video thing. So it is going to be her.
As far as I know, it's going to be Jessica Havoc, yeah.
And was that, I guess that's the reason that there was all that controversy with her and the WSU and all that sort of stuff. And in May, there was a...
What are you talking about? Somebody explain this to me.
I don't know. Jim, you can explain this to me. There was a situation that took place where Havoc and some of her other indie groups had some issues.
Yes, tell me, Jim.
Well, see, what it was is there was a big iPay-per-view coming up. I think it was she was the WSU champion at that time. And she chose to go for the it was back when they were recording the pay-per-view that they show. I think it's in September, the Knockouts, Knockdown, whatever you want to call it. I guess what it's called.
Sure.
And she chose to go there instead of do the pay-per-view. I mean, the iPay-per-view. And they did not like that too well. And as far as that's what the problem came up, and they did the thing where they stripped her of the title and yada, 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 and all this good stuff.
Now,
so that's where I understand it.
How is she as a performer?
Well, she's not the best, I'll tell you like that, but she's very good.
Okay.
I'll tell you like that. She's very good. She's very good. I'll tell you one thing.
Where does she fall on the Melissa scale? If cheerleader Melissa is
she
10?
Cheerleader Melissa? She's not as good as Melissa. I'm not going to tell you that. But she's in that same league for us, you know. She's in the upper echelon. I'll put it to you that way.
She's better than Velvet Sky, for example?
Oh, my God. Why don't you just,
or Brittany?
Yeah, come on.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm sorry.
Taryn's made strides now.
Taryn is much better.
No, but, she did a thing one time where they did in WSU where she supposedly was going to try to kill Mercedes Martinez knife thing?
A machete? Machete?
Yeah, they did a whole thing, yeah.
That's
and
not right.
It was like, it was really, really crazy. But, yeah, she does very good psycho-type promos, too. She even threatened to kill a priest one time on a promo.
Wow. Jim, where do you get all of your women's wrestling scoops?
Hey, do you want me to plug somebody else?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Go ahead, plug someone.
Okay, Ring Bells is very good.
Okay.
Ring Bells is very good, and even Diva Dirt is good sometimes.
Sometimes.
But Ring Bells, if you want the really, really good indie women's wrestling stuff, or WWE, and that you go to ringbells.com, because they know.
All right.
Comes out there, and they have wrestling from the United States to France to Japan to Mexico, wherever the girls are wrestling. It's gonna be make on Ring Bells,
and so that's where all the buzz is coming from.
Oh yeah, I mean they brought it up, and somebody on my Facebook wall brought it up first, and they said they actually made the comment that you had said it was gonna be somebody else, Brian.
That I did?
Yeah, that you said you were gonna make it. That it was supposed to be a male coming in.
Could have been. It could have been they got confused. They read Vinny's Impact report, and maybe he wrote something. But as far as I know, it's always it will always have been Havoc.
Well, let me ask you this now on the subject of TNA. Now, if everything is right, they're not going to have but till the end of October to be on television. Is that correct?
Well, if they don't get renewed, the contract is up in October. But I was told there's a possibility that they would not necessarily immediately go off the air. They might continue doing business for a little while. Maybe while TNA tries to find something to replace the time slot. I don't know. But yeah, things are not good for TNA if they don't sign this deal soon.
Well, even if that's the case, Shine and Shimmer would both probably have interest in her, as well as the fact that she's wrestled dudes in other matches. So Ring of Honor, TNA. I mean, if something happens with TNA, it's not great for her, but there's probably at least options for her.
Well, like I said, she's wrestled a lot down in Shine because she was actually part of the Valkyrie, which was the heel girl group, and there was another group. She had another group of her own. I can't remember what it's called, but she had another heel group of her own, and she's been feuding down there with.
All right, actually, we got to let you go,
okay,
Jim. I do appreciate all of the info, but we got to head to a break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Final segment here on the show, just want to direct everybody to WrestlingObserver.com. There's a brand new Scene Limite with Dave and Mike up on the site right now, 2.5 hours. If you're a big fan of New Japan, if you're a big fan of the mailbag, there's tons of great stuff in there. And, of course, later on tonight, myself and Craig are going to be back. We'll be talking SmackDown, NXT, and Ring of Honor. Do not forget, this coming Saturday night, August 16th, Oregon Convention Center in Portland, Oregon, I will be wrestling. So if you're in the area, head down there to check that out. That's the Oregon Convention Center in Portland, August 16th. Go to wrestle-sport.com. That's wrestle-sport.com. That is the website. Head up there and check that out. Super China Buffet Day is coming up as well. If you're a subscriber to the website, you can head to the board, and in the Empire Get Together section, you can find out all the information. We will be at the Tulalip Hotel and Casino Buffet at about 4 o'clock p.m. this coming Sunday. We'll enjoy a buffet, and then we'll be heading over to my house to watch SummerSlam. So if you want to get involved, Tulalip Buffet this coming Sunday at 4 o'clock p.m. You have to pay for your own buffet, by the way. I'm not buying everybody's buffet. But show up there. It's a great buffet. It's going to be a lot of fun. And as always, want to thank Mike for not only doing the show today, but the Observer show as well. And he stepped in for me last Wednesday as well. Very helpful. So thanks, Mike. We'll talk to him again next week. We'll do a full SummerSlam preview. And, of course, thanks everybody at Sports Byline USA and you, the listeners. We'll talk to you next week, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.